What's up, Wisconsin and beyond? I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is Tuesday, and it is 2:30. And that means it is time for our weekly segment, Yes, Chef, with Chef Adam Pavlak, owner and operator of Egg and Flour. Welcome back, Chef Adam. Great to have you.
How are you doing?
I'm good, friend. You're on the East Coast, are you?
Not quite. I'm just not in Milwaukee right now.
Well, safe travels to you, sir, wherever you are. Everybody, we're talking with Chef Adam today about how to make your dollars stretch at the grocery store. If we've got time, we may get into what I call balling on a budget. How to host a fabulous party without breaking the bank. If we don't get there today, we always got next week with Chef Adam. Let's just jump right in. Oh, and folks, if you've got great money-saving tips for listeners, you want to ask Chef or I a question, of course, we welcome you to join our show today. How do you save money at the grocery store? 855-752-4842. But let's jump right in. Chef Adam, you have to provision for your restaurant. You've had to do this for dinners that people hire you to put on. And so trying to get it right and make money work at the grocery store is something I would think that you're a bit of an expert at.
Yeah, I mean, food costs has always been a big problem in the restaurant and being a chef and whatever. And that's before, you know, this is years and years and years go back. It's always been an issue. It's always one of the three things that you plan when you're doing a business plan or when you have a restaurant or even if you have a food truck or you have a menu. I think if you're purchasing food and reselling it, you need to know what it costs and you need to know how to resell it and also how to save money while doing that.
Yeah, it's
specifically at a grocery store, you know, there's so many different things you can do.
Yeah, go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt, Adam. Go ahead.
No, that's okay. I was just gonna, and I want people to come in and tell me because, you know, I don't shop at a grocery store maybe as often as the normal person out there that's shopping for a family or that's how they get their food and not going out to eat all the time. So I will take some tips too, but I do, some of my good ones that I do always say is make a list. And this is what I do when I'm doing the private dinners or whatever, or if I'm ordering for the restaurant, is you always make your list and your game plan of what you think you need, what you absolutely need, and then maybe throwing one or two like wants on there. But having a list and not going in there and just going crazy, because I think we've all became part of the trap, you know, of buying things or throwing things in the cart that we don't need or that we know that we're not going to use, or maybe we just want it on the way home in the car. And I'm not saying don't do that, but not all the time, you know. So having a list and a game plan is one of my number one things.
Yeah, I am a religious list maker for grocery shopping, and I'm almost embarrassed to admit this to you, Chef Adam. I separate it by like group. You know, I start with produce, and I put my vegetables in one category,
for sure,
right? And then it's meats and dairy, and then the last things I have on my list. Kind of speaking to your point about budgeting and knowing what you need, absolutely, what you might want to get, and then what are the sort of fun things, the fun stuff, the stuff on the inside of the grocery store, as I like to call it, that's all last, right? Like that, the pre-made stuff is always last. I always try to get my proteins and my dairy and my starches and the veggies and the fruits first. And the other thing for me is I'm often thinking about, hey, what is the shelf life here? Do I need this today? Or do I actually, am I going to use this in a few days? Because we waste so much food here in the United States. It's like epidemic levels. We throw so much out.
Yeah, I think they say it's somewhere between like 40 and 50% of groceries that are bought in the U.S. end up like in a landfill.
Oh my gosh. That is just so sad.
Crazy, you know, and that. Yeah, and that's a mat, and that's, you know, that could be a food that goes to waste because it's not being used and it's spoiled. It can also be of people that are making food and then it's being tossed away. So it's just good to be able to like go through everything, especially fresh stuff that you have, and maybe just say, hey, this might not be the number one choice for dinner or lunch that I would like today, but just remember, you know, maybe it'll be better to just use it instead of throw it away. And my next thing on my list kind of contradicts my first thing by having a list or whatever, but I think it also will help maybe change a little bit on your list is buy things that are on sale, because they're not always because they're old or that they're going rotten. It just might be the producer, where that product is coming from, has a price break or something like that. And you could swap for something in your ingredient list where maybe cauliflower is more expensive than broccoli, but broccoli is on sale or something.
Right.
And you want to switch out your ingredients for whatever recipe you're doing.
That's the other thing,
so,
Chef.
Kind of different than the list, but.
Yeah, that I do a lot of is if I look at a recipe and it's got some fancy Nancy spice or something, I will immediately check the interwebs to be like, what can I use that does not require me to buy like an ounce of this fancy Nancy spice, which I now have to buy an entire jar of, which now has cost me $8 and I may never use again, or I'll use it in 3 years. And in that time, the spice has gone stale. So I look for lower cost substitutions, and with the internet now and also like really good basic cookbooks. I mean, you'll laugh at me, but I still have that gosh darn red plaid Betty Crocker cookbook that my mom gave me when I went to college, because it has all kinds. It's the for real deal, right? It'll tell you the measurement substitutions, like ingredient substitutions, all kinds of cool stuff. I love that thing. It's great for trying to cost cut around the edges.
Yes, totally. There also is a certain amount of recipes that you could switch out for different ingredients that, you know, stretch better or are better for your pantry in general. Some people might say, like, this is all preference, but there is some things, if you're not super, super healthy or you're not looking for all these fancy ingredients, that could also stretch or last for multiple meals, or could actually be shelf stable and go into different ingredients or different recipes as well.
Yep. Give us a couple examples, Chef. What are a couple of your favorites that stretch?
Well, you know me, I'm always going to stock your pantry with dry pasta for sure. Goes into the grocery store list always. I feel like I'm always grabbing different shapes of pasta for different things, whether it's soup, whether it's making pasta, whether it's just something to have as a good starch. I say potatoes are really, really great. There's so many different things that you can do with them, even as a main meal, for a snack, or using for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. We obviously know some of the basic ones are going to be, you know, like breakfast potatoes or shredding for hash browns, stuff like that. Or let's say you're getting, you want to do a little bit more healthier lunch, and I do a healthy loaded baked potato. Think about. It's tough for me because I always want to do, you know, the butter, sour cream, cheese, but maybe.
You're a chef, brother.
Yeah, it's okay. I get away with those excuses, you know. I think a lot of this too would be going to like a butcher shop and having some food or having your meat kind of broken down there, or getting help like how to break down the larger pieces of meat that you're not buying, you know, two chicken breasts that are perfectly cleaned or whatever it is. As I say, like, have your butcher be like your best friend.
Yeah, get to know your butcher. I think that's a great piece of advice. The other thing is, I do not like, I try to avoid loading up my freezer with proteins, because proteins can get freezer burned. So I'm trying to buy, like, thinking about it, and especially, and listen, people that live in areas where you got to travel a little bit more to get to your grocery store, this doesn't work as well. And you got to think about how long stuff is going to last. But I'm trying to buy things for 2 or 3 days, not 2 weeks. Right. So that I'm throwing less out and again, trying not to load up the freezer with a ton of protein. And then I forget what's there. And then I'm buying the same thing again, just to try to avoid that over purchasing. The other thing that I tend to do, Chef Adam, is I stay away from what I'm going to call the semi-prepared food. Okay. And the semi-prepared food that I mean are things like the already marinated chicken breasts. Folks, put any salad dressing you got at home on your chicken breast. Bingo, bango, you're set. Right? Like the
season. A little bit of oil, a little bit of seasoning.
Yeah. You're good to go. I try to avoid buying a ton of salad dressings because, again, oil and acid, some seasonings, bingo, bango. You got a salad dressing and it's got way less preservatives in it. And I guarantee it'll taste better. Things like, you know, like those kinds of things, it shaves a little bit off and every penny ends up helping. When you when you think about preparing for like a particular meal, Adam, what these days pops to mind as your most affordable proteins or vegetables as people are trying to think about a couple of family meals for the week?
Yeah, so like I said, I'm always a fan of the potatoes. I'm always a fan of chicken. You know, I don't mind the frozen seafood, like frozen shrimp and stuff like that.
Yes.
People say, oh, that's really, really expensive. But if you're putting in something that could stretch, I do like the, you know, the bigger packs of the pork and stuff like that. Because if you can use it for different meals, I was going to say I throw in there is, you know, I am a huge fan of the rotisserie chicken. Like that is like could be someone's savior. If you can break it down and shred it and use it in so many ways, that could be a $6.99 dream that could get you, you know, three meals. If you live by yourself, that's a really good one. You know, not everyone is always cooking just for a family. We got to think about the people that are like, hey, I don't want to buy a 4-pack of chicken breast that's going to be that I have to cook and do the cleaning and all this stuff. Get that rotisserie chicken and make, you know, everything from chicken salad sandwich to making, you know, a dip or something for lunch or doing something a little bit healthier or some kind of tacos or you're making, you know, a grilled cheese with shredded chicken or just eating it on its own is great or on top of a Cobb salad or a salad in general or making a wrap. I mean, the rotisserie chicken is number one.
I love the rotisserie chicken and it's cheaper than if you buy the pre-cooked chicken breasts. It's cheaper than if you buy the already cooked and shredded chicken because you can do all those things. The rotisserie chicken, Chef Adam, I don't think I have made a chicken salad at home from anything but a rotisserie chicken in years because I'm like, I don't have to cook up this whole bird. I just can use the rotisserie and get right to the mixing up the good stuff for my chicken salad. I love it as a hack. Cam from Appleton, texting in that he loves his local ethnic food stores and can often find really great deals at ethnic food stores. I think he's right on the nose with that. I love the huge bags of rice. I can often stumble upon some cheap produce, ask somebody, well, what do you do with that? and then all of a
sudden, definitely. I like
the best
that
thing.
Too.
Yeah, that is the best thing. Folks, I'm talking to Chef Adam Pavlak. He's the owner-operator of Egg and Flour. Of course, the guy's going to tell us to get some good dried pasta for our shelves. I always have a number of pastas around. Never know when I'm going to need one of those. We're going to come back with some ideas about hosting. I call it balling on a budget, how to have a great holiday party, Super Bowl party, football party without breaking the bank. Here on the Civic Media Radio Network, you got ideas, questions, why don't you join us? 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. How do you make your dollars stretch when you've got folks coming over for the weekend? I'm Maggie Dawn. We'll be back with more in just a few moments here on the Civic Media Radio Network.